Mix 94.7 KMCH. Normally, our guests of the day don't bring gifts, but my favorite ones do. As, Missy's here, Christy's here as well. Back the Blue coming up already next week. You were here like a month ago, like, oh, this is so far away.
Yeah.
And now, holy cow, it's going to be next week, like a week from yesterday.
A week from yesterday, correct. Yep.
Are you ready?
Ready or not.
Ready or not, it's coming.
That's very true. Yeah, Back to Blue coming up here. Now, we were talking about this off the air a couple of days ago when Swish was in here with me. It's amazing how this event has grown and to the point where it is a new location this year because of the size and the excitement that's built around it.
Yes.
So, Christy, Missy, talk a little bit about kind of where it's moving to, and then I'll let you guys fight over who talks about what
sure.
else. So,
well, yeah, because of parking and the size of the turnout last year, which we totally did not expect that great of turnout, we're moving it from Terrell Park to the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a big update for everybody. Make sure you come to the fairgrounds and not the park this year.
You go to the park, nobody's going to be there like, where is everybody? But no, it's going to, and Christy, give us the overall 50,000-foot view. What is Back the Blue for folks who maybe missed our award-winning interview last time we got together? Shame on them. They'll get caught up now.
Absolutely. So Back the Blue is just our version and the way we participate in National Night Out. So National Night Out is an annual community-building campaign that promotes police and community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhood safer and more caring places to live. So just, again, our version of bringing this to Delaware County.
Missy, does everybody get the cool wristbands like we got?
Well, if they come out, they can. The
okay, time. But not you're just like, you randomly get, you got to come out to the event on Tuesday.
Oh, the bands, the wristbands, the police will be handing out like they did last year. So we have two different ones. We have kids and then the ones that you guys got for the adult
We got special media bands that have the K9 and the blue line and the dog paw on them. Now, again, at the fairgrounds, you talked about it moving there. You talked about the parking on the fairgrounds. Which gate do we come into? Does it matter? Or?
Yes, we would like you all to come in to the east gate, which is the gate by the middle school there, and then just go straight back to the north parking, the grass area where you would park for the fair, basically, and then you can enter through the north gate of the fairgrounds that way, just to kind of filter everyone into one spot and have it parking in plenty of parking for everybody.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on. So now we know it's the fairgrounds. We drive up to the fairgrounds. We get there. We park. What can we get out of the car and do?
So there's going to be a lot of stuff for people to do as far as entertainment-wise. Again, free bouncy houses and inflatables, a free rock wall, free kids game, prizes, activities, popcorn, cotton candy. We have free face painting, temporary tattoos, balloon animals, all kinds of giant games, Jenga, checkers, Connect Four. And new this year, we're adding a photo booth.
Ooh.
So you're going to see that. Definitely take advantage of that. We are also having the officer tug of war again, and new we're adding a 6-person team tug of war, which we'll touch on later. Again, several food vendors. We have Foods Here, Charboom's Barbecue, Moy's Food Truck, the Cattlemen will be grilling for us, Rolled Ice Cream, Kona Ice, the Delaware County Dairy Producers will have their ice cream. Of course, door prizes and silent auction as well. So tons of stuff to look for.
Did you guys know that the Kona Ice truck goes through my neighborhood? Like, they have a roaming truck that goes, and it went through my neighborhood last week, and they play the cool, it's Christmas music,
really?
But it's got like an island beat to it. I'm like, there goes the ice truck sitting on my front porch, and there it went, and they're going to be here. And all of this is a fundraiser, and all of this is a just way to interact with police and officials here in the county, too.
Yes.
Correct, yep.
And then you get these cool bands and everything. By the way, Missy McIntyre and Christy Gedkin, I didn't officially introduce them because I was so excited about my wristband. Let's talk about this tug of war. You mentioned 6-person team tug of war. Is that allowed in the Iowa Constitution? And B, will there be authorities on standby in the ambulance form just in case this goes really wrong?
I'm sure we can find some first aid personnel there.
Good. Or just ship them off to the hospital. Like, just go up the road a little bit.
So this year, last year, Morgan Newhouse and her powertrain team brought out the tug of war ropes, and it was just kind of whoever wanted to do it could do it against their friends or whatever. This year, they want to put together an actual competition. So you sign up that day, 6-person teams. There's 4 different age groups, so 12 and under, 12 to 16, 16 to 18, and 18 and up. It is free to sign up. You have to do it that day. And they are actually providing prizes for the winners. So they kind of just took a hold of that one and they ran with it and we're letting them do it.
Yeah, that's you. That's all you. So do you know what any of the prizes are? I mean, there was a rumor that was $1 million. Is that true?
Nope. That is not true. Nope. Okay. I think there's maybe some medals and...
Well, that's just as good.
So, yeah.
Just as good.
And then they're also, they offered to make a traveling trophy pass between the different law enforcement offices. The law enforcement offices are... already talking smack to each other.
And they're not usually known for that, which is very surprising. Let's talk about who puts this on. Obviously, Delaware County Pay It Forward, a big part of this. But I know you guys have a long list of sponsors that have chipped in and helped make this, provide, you know, silent auction items and all kinds of stuff like that, too.
Yep, and I know I touched on it last time. Again, we definitely cannot do this without all of our generous sponsors. So I guess we'd like to thank Georgian Auto for sponsoring our new rock wall. Gateway Appliance for sponsoring the dunk tank, Ace Body Shop for sponsoring the new fast pitch game, and then Petland Construction, Bremmy Jug, Finery, and then Teresa Turnus and Jennifer Gort with Keller Williams for all of the other inflatables. Since we talked last time, I know we were looking for a premier sponsor. Well, we found it. So we thank Three Rivers FS for doing that. And their funds are going to help feed an officer and some of their family members. And then again, just the rest is paid for with the help of our generous donors. So again, too many to list, but we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely. It truly takes a village to pull something like this off because it's a fundraiser. So the more that these folks can provide, the more that you, when you show up, put your money in the till, be it, you know, silent auction or pie in the face, which we're going to talk about too and all that stuff. Missy, it looks like you take that topic the way it sounds.
Yes.
So the
fundraising itself is just for the new Delaware Canine Unit. And so that's to help them get their new program implemented. We are bringing back pie in the face, which we kind of touch base. And if you've been on social media, know that we've actually had those jars out in the community, in the banks and at the chamber for the last 2 weeks now. Those will still be out there till Friday. So if you want to get your early votes in, get out before Friday to the banks or the chamber and put your monetary vote in for those. They will be out the day of the event as well. And then we'll pull those probably around 7, I would say, mm-hmm. and see who our winners are.
Or losers.
Depending on how you look at it.
Perception. Yep.
Last year we also did at last minute a live auction to see who of the patrons wanted to actually put the pies in the face. So we might actually pull that off and do that again this year. That seemed to be kind of fun. Of course, we have the dunk tank for mm-hmm. a fundraiser. So that was a huge hit last year. You $5 and you get 3 chances to dunk the officer. If you dunk them on the first one, you get a second chance. You dunk them on the second one, you get a third chance. So
you could get them all three.
You could get all three of them.
Think about this for next year. Everybody puts water in a dunk tank. What about vanilla pudding with blue food coloring? Think about that. That way they hit it. It's not a splash. It's more of a, you know?
Kind of like being slimed.
Exactly. Just like being slimed. So that's going on. And I know there's still time. You know, last time you were looking for the sponsor, you got them. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got just under a week. What do you need from my listening audience? How can they help out? What can they do between now and Tuesday?
Absolutely. So we are still accepting door prizes. So this is a perfect time for a business or an individual if they want to promote their business with some swag. We'd love to take that. Also still looking potentially for some more silent auction items. If you and your business want to round something up, just contact Missy or myself. And obviously still accepting some monetary donations as well to help offset some random costs that may come up between now and next Tuesday. Can drop those off at either DePaco with Back the Blue in the memo, or you can send it to us on Venmo at Delco Pay It Forward. And again, just looking for volunteers as well. We have a few spots left. So if you are a business or there's some high school kids out there looking for some volunteer hours, we'd love to have you.
And we joked last time about, we should auction off a morning show host of the day. We actually got that confirmed. We will, as part of the silent auction, you get to be morning host for a day here on KMCH.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should bring at least a dollar, maybe two, maybe three. If they have to spend it with me, it's probably going to cost you $30. But give the phone number again, because you said if folks have questions, who they can call, who they can bring the money to if they can't make it to the event on Tuesday. What's the best way to go about that?
You could probably call me. My cell phone's 319-360.
Oh, you're a brave woman. You're going to give everybody your cell phone?
I am. I've been holding back for a long time, but we don't have a phone number anymore, so I suppose.
Smoke signals. We'll get you a can and some really long string. How about that?
Otherwise, the easiest way to get a hold of us actually is through our email, because we have multiple people looking at it, so that it gets answered a lot faster. I do have a day job, so I can't quite answer
during
the day.
Why aren't you answering? Because I'm at work. Yeah. That's why.
And our email is DelawareCountyPayItForward@gmail.com.
So yeah, easy to remember. Delaware County Pay It Forward. It's a long email, but it's what it lacks in shortness, it makes up for in kindness. So there you go. DelawareCountyPayItForward@gmail.com. John Swisher and I will be there, by the way, Tuesday. We'll be bringing the vehicle, and Swish will be signing autographs. Even if you don't ask for one, he's going to sign one anyway and hand it to you. And look forward to it, and we'll post a bunch of pictures and anything. Any final thoughts, ladies, before I let you go back to your day things?
Yeah, so reminder, it was a free event to attend. So everything there, with the exception of the fundraising stuff, is free. It's at August 2nd from 4 to 8 at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, and we request that you park on the north side of the fairgrounds, so enter from the east gate. And I guess I forgot to mention, too, Fairway did kick off their register roundup this week to help us out. So that goes through August 6th. So when you're checking out at Fairway, you can round up to the next dollar or even donate an additional amount on top of that. So we thank Fairway for partnering with us on that.
Yeah, you don't have to just stop to the dollar. You can, like, add 10 bucks to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can do it that way, too. So Missy McIntyre, Christy Gedkin, thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Any final things? You know, this is the last chance.
Well, I know last year in the dunk tank, we had Michelle Reese in there at the very end. So I think if you're there.
Nope. I'm going to stop you right there. It is in my contract, because of all the hardware that's in my reconstructed hand, I don't do donkeys or dunk tanks.
Okay. We'll get Swish in there then.
Yeah, he can gladly do it, but I can't. But looking forward to it at the Delaware County Fairgrounds Tuesday night, Pay It Forward. Guys, thanks for coming in. Always good to see you. And thank you for the goodies, too.
Yeah.
We'll wear these with pride. You can get your own canine wrist bracelet when you go show up there Tuesday for Back the Blue. More details online, kmch.com.